Hi, this is a dictation for patient Ayat Khan, AYATKHAN. Date of birth is 1/17/2014. Date of accident is 6/21/2025. Date of service is 10/25/2025. Date of accident 6/21/2025, where the patient suffered in a passenger side collision as she was traveling as a passenger restrained on the left side. Impact caused her various symptoms that originated from this accident. Initially, she was having mild headaches along with this pain in the left shoulder area and trapezius muscle area to the tune of 7 and difficulty in lifting the left arm beyond 90 degrees of abduction and positive finding in the shoulder for injury to the supraspinatus tendons. The patient underwent an MRI which was found negative for cervical spine, and in the right shoulder there was a small subacromial subdeltoid bursitis without any injury to the rotator cuff. Currently the pain level is 4 in the neck and the lower back. And pain is between 2 to 5. ADLs are affected 3. 60% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADLs for system review, additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 112/60. Pulse is 62, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, dated 9/20/2025, dictation number 0921-004. Cervical spine, lumbar spine have a normal range of motion. Cervical spine forward flexion is 60, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 30. And the rest of the findings are all negative, including all the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. SI joints are negative with negative finding for the SI joints. Left shoulder is, however, positive for tenderness in the rotator cuff region. Other than that, no other finding. She does have a trapezius muscle spasm in the mostly the left side, and no trigger points are noticed. Physical therapy will continue for 2 times a week, 1 more month. At home, since the patient cannot drive, no disabilities are marked, patient can attend the school regularly. Thank you.